21 Girton Road, Parktown is where we're coming to you live this afternoon. Catch up with us on Facebook as well as YouTube. We are live as we speak. As I mentioned early on when we started the show, that today we are looking at the revolution or the migration of radio. In other words, we are looking at how much radio has changed from when it started to where it is today. Obviously, it did start with being analog radio, although that still exists. But we do have something that we call nowadays digital radio. As promised, we are joined by TK, who's a station manager for Alex FM, situated all the way in Alexandra. So Alex FM has been around for quite some time. They also celebrated their 25th birthday this year. So many accolades under their belt, including the Mzansi Kwaito Awards, to mention a few. Afternoon, TK.
Good afternoon, and afternoon to the listeners.
Thank you so much for coming. Sure. So TK, let's get straight into it. You know, radio has changed, you know, so much. I'm sure being the station manager of Alex FM, you know that as well. But, you know, for someone who's at home and who doesn't know, when we talk about, firstly, when we talk about analog radio, what are we talking about? And then secondly, when we talk about digital radio, what are we talking about?
Well, I think, thank you again. I think a perfect example that one can give to just an ordinary listener to have a picture of what we're talking about when talking about analog radio and digital radio, we can just give an example with cell phones, you know, the kind of phones that we are currently using now. And obviously, we'll term them as digital. And then the phones that were used back in the days, you understand? So the analog equipment or a radio that we had in the past was just, you know, a kind of equipment that everything was done manually, you understand? Nothing was automated, but with digital, things are, you know, pre-automated, things are self-generating. Bit of a difference there is that with digital radio, you are able to get the machines that will do most of the work for you. And then with analog, you'll have to have 10 hands pressing here, doing that, and yeah, putting things together.
Definitely. The CK Man, current station manager at Alex FM. I think I like how he explained analog with digital radio. So it's your old cell phone versus your new cell phone. So TK, how has radio, you know, changed over the past in terms of broadcasting, in terms of putting the programs together, in terms of hiring your presenters? How has everything changed?
Yeah, I think radio has changed rapidly in the past few years where we are, because now we are in a digital space, and obviously for radio as a platform to survive, it needed to obviously go through some changes so that it can adapt to, you know, the current state of things in terms of how the world is. So now for an example, everyone is online, and you know, that's why we have your live streamings that maybe back in the days they were not there. We have your podcasting. I mean, you really do not have to listen to this interview live as it happens, because there will be a podcast where you just go online and then you access that podcast. I mean, we have social media, which also influence a lot of changes in radio. I mean, if there's a story now happening in Alex that Alex FM has been looted by the looters in Alexandra, well, the radio stations that are covering the story, they really do not have to wait for Outlook to break the story, you know. They can follow the story, break the story on social media pages, and then when Outlook comes, they'll obviously have a full comprehensive report as to what transpired. So now radio is also trying by all means given to also play in the space, because that's where people are. Remember, radio is the game of numbers. We are all looking for numbers. So the numbers are online. So that's where we are playing. We're tapping into that space, and then, you know, we have radio and online, you know, interlinking, and that's where the relationship between the two comes in. So we cannot kill radio at all and say traditional radio does not work anymore. Well, it's still there, but obviously with the current state of things, these two must coexist, you know, online and obviously the traditional frequency, where people will just tune in and get information, which the advantage comes with is cost effective, it's free. I mean, even if you are staying in Alex, it's a bonus. People of Alex, they don't even pay electricity, so it just becomes completely free.
Sabawil, Wabantbase, Alex. All right, TK, let's get into maybe the equipment that is being used now. I'm sure you can see now, right now, you can tell the type of, you know, setup that we're in. But when we talk of digital radio, how is the equipment different? Is it more equipment for digital or is it less equipment?
Well, I think with digital radio, the equipment is even less sophisticated. I mean, you just need a mic and a small mixer, and then you connect. You can even do radio from wherever you are with the kind of, you know, innovation that we have in terms of the equipment. Mm-hmm. With analog, there's just quite a lot of things, buttons, and you'll be scared. You know, people, when they saw radio back in the days, they just saw a lot of machines, big screens and buttons. Colorful things and moving and whatever. So now with digital, they've since they were so innovative enough to come up with equipment that is more less sophisticated, but yet it performs duties of analog 10 times. Mm-hmm. You understand? So the kind of equipment that is currently being utilized in the radio space across is an equipment that makes life easier for presenters, and then in a way that it also allows presenters to have time to properly think about their links, put content together. So now you have no reason to be having technical issues and whatsoever, because everything is just automated. We just need you to be behind the mic and engage with your listeners, give them platform, have conversation, find solutions to your issues, and just roll.
Just rock and roll, man. Yeah. All right. So we are in 21 Gerton Road, Parktown, Johannesburg. That is where Nemisa on Kofifi FM 97.2 is coming to you live today. In case you just tuned in, a good afternoon to yous and yours in studio. I'm hanging out with TK, who's the current station manager for Alex FM based in Alexandra. All right. So sad news also came with Alex FM. So on the 13th of July, in the early hours of that morning, Alex FM got looted of equipment worth 5 million rand. So they're currently broadcasting from Sandton, but with the current help that they are receiving, hopefully they will be back home very soon. Now, TK, let's touch on that a bit. What transpired on the morning of the 13th of July?
Well, what a sad day, and I must say, what a sad period for the people of Alexandra. Mm-hmm. When we got to the station on the morning of the 13th of July, we found the station in disarray. We found the station equipment gone. The equipment that we accumulated in a period of 27 years. I heard you when you started, you said to be just
25th. Oh, were you guys turning 27?
Yes.
Oh, okay,
yes.
My bad. 27.
Yeah, yes. So, I mean, and we are all aware that community media is underfunded. So it took us 27 years to put together the kind of equipment that we had. So all that was gone within a split of a second. And the unfortunate and sad part is that the very same people that were supposed to protect and shield the station that belongs to them, they're the ones who came and stole from themselves. Mm-hmm. I mean, the community, we are very disappointed. Mm-hmm. We are very disappointed. And we also want to put it on record that we know and we are aware that these are not just protesters. These are just protesters who were masquerading as protesters. These are just criminal elements. Mm. These are just people who saw an opportunity and took advantage of whatever that was happening in the country. I mean, how do you loot a community radio station? How do you loot this microphone? What will you do with this microphone? What will you do with Comrex? What will you do with a mixer? Will you open your own station? Will ICASA grant you a license? I mean, there's just quite a lot of things to consider. So this is just an act of sabotage. But I must say, it made us stronger, as you can see. I'm in high spirit. Mm-hmm. The team themselves, everyone, even the community, they are coming forth. They are helping us. We are currently broadcasting from Sandton. I mean, we are a community radio station of Alexandra, but we are now operating in Sandton. Mm. We are no longer accessible to the community, because beyond just giving information and a content that is educational to the community, our facility must be accessible. Mm. If someone wants to come and print out a CV, we must avail our facility. We are a community service center. If there's a missing child, they must bring that child to Alex FM. Mm. So we can announce that we are with such a child wearing like this and this. He or she is missing. Mm. So now all those things, you must come all the way across the bridge in Sandton to access those kind of services. So that's the unfortunate part. But we are working around the clock to ensure that we bring the station back to the people, because our hearts are with the people of Alex. We belong to Alex. We don't belong in Sandton. But we like working in Sandton. You know, it's so nice.
Eh? Of course. All right, man. That's CKA from Alex FM. He's the current station manager. He was just sharing, you know, the sad story that happened at the early hours of 13th, or rather the early hours of the 13th of July, where the station, you know, got looted and, you know, equipment with 5 million rand was actually taken from that. He did say that they're currently broadcasting from Sandton because, as you know, the show must go on. Now, TK, how has Alex going digital helped you guys in this situation? You know, because the physical studio was destroyed, but you guys are still broadcasting. So how did the element of Alex FM also going digital, besides being, you know, available on FM, how did that digital migration help you guys to be able to broadcast till today?
Well, I can tell you that we were looted in the early hours of Tuesday morning last week. And then by 6 o'clock in the morning, we are already streaming the content that we wanted to communicate to the community, alerting them, telling them that they must be on the lookout for our equipment. The station is off air. We are now only accessible on the app and also on our online streaming. We had Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, where we are also sharing the information. That's digital. Right. We did not have to have the physical studio to have message out there. So we utilized those kind of platforms. And then within hours, we're now housed in Sandton, where they borrowed us their equipment. And then we went on air on the frequency. But still, we went. We continue to be on online in terms of our app, online streaming, Facebook Live, Insta Live, Twitter, and all of those things in terms of the feed that we're feeding into those platforms. So we managed to capture people in those platforms. We did not sit down and wait to be connected on the frequency. And another thing that also those platforms or being digital assisted us in this current situation that we find ourselves, we are able to mobilize resources.
Definitely.
You understand?
Definitely.
We have online banners, we have messaging, voice notes running, being spread around, so we can call on people to assist and come to the rescue of Alex FM. We are in a process to rebuild the station, and obviously not everyone is listening to Alex FM, and not everyone will have time to listen to the station to get the important information that we want to get across. So we utilize those kind of platforms where we are able to share, you know, the kind of, you know, help that we are seeking from the community, and people have been coming through, and things are looking so promising.
All right, man, that's the power of digital migration. Imagine had you guys not being digital and all of this happened. I'm sure you guys would have been like, you were going to be off air for a few months,
yes,
just trying to get equipment again. Now, TK, speaking of a digital radio and analog radio, would you say, you know, with radio going online so much, as you mentioned, we have podcasts, you can stream radio stations now. Would you say digital radio killed frequency modulation radio? Because, I mean, it's rare. You hear people say, I'm tuned on to 90. What? I'm tuned on to. Most people are like, no, dog, I'll get it online. So would you say now digital radio has sort of overshadowed or killed frequency modulations?
I'm going to give you an argument that we always have at the station, you know, with colleagues and management and whoever. They always say we need to push so hard to get Alex FM on a DSTV radio bouquet. And then I say to them, it's a community radio station. Well, it's costly, one. So I need to find a reason why must we be on DSTV, so that someone who's in Mthatha or Nkandla or Teflon Limpopo will tune in to a whole TV and listen to us. You know, I need to be convinced that this, you know, at least 10,000 people will do that. Not your family or friends or that person. You understand? Because I believe I'm saying this because I want to paint a picture that, yes, indeed, digital is now, you know, slowly killing the traditional radio, which is the frequency radio. It's not dead as yet, but it's going there. That's why we need to find ways, innovative ways, creative ways to get the two to coexist. Mm. We cannot switch off our social media platforms, our online streaming, and not have an app and say we are a community radio, we are on the frequency. Mm. We'll die a silent death. Mm. Like I said, not everyone will listen to you all the time. But equally so, if you want to capture a market and you have podcast and you have Facebook, social media feeds where you are live, and then a person can, after 10 hours, go back and check the very same interview that happened, because at the time when it was happening, they did not have time to tune in on the traditional radio. So now, it also assists in terms of archiving. If we are Facebook Live now, like we are now, someone tomorrow can still access this very same content. Mm-hmm. 10 years later, they can still access this very same content. Mm-hmm. You understand? I believe we, as the frequency spectrum traditional radio, we need to move faster and accept that digital is here. We are living in the space of digital. We must not be in denial. We must just find a way to make the two to coexist. I see this as an advantage.
Of course.
I see this as an advantage from my end. You understand? I mean, if an advertiser is advertising on Alexa FM, it captures people who are tuning in now, and we are on Insta Live, there are people following the feeds, they also get to hear the advert. That's another market. Mm-hmm. And you are even able to show a client the number of people that tuned in. You don't have to wait for PRC to release stats mm-hmm. after 6 months. This thing is immediate, it's now. The time we're interviewing you now, 4,000 people were tuned in. These are the numbers. You understand? We're able to give immediate reports. We're able to get more income coming in our way.
All right, so that's TK, station manager for Alex FM, saying that, you know what, he doesn't feel like, you know, the traditional radio is dying, but, you know, he finds that it's a very good space and time where digital radio and traditional radio can sort of coexist. TK, my brother, where can we guys find you? How can people lend a helping hand? How is everything being sourced? Maybe someone out there is listening and thinking, oh man, I know that station. Oh man, I know TK. I know whoever who's a presenter there or a producer there. And I'd really actually like to help the station to sort of rebuild again. How do people get a hold of you?
Thank you so much. We are appealing to people from all walks of life, business people, ordinary people, to please assist us in rebuilding the community asset of Alexandra. The people of Alexandra, they deserve to have a voice, because Alex FM is serving as the voice of the voiceless. It is serving as a platform for engagement, for people to find solutions to the problems that they are faced with on daily basis. Please do reach out to us. You can give me a call as the station manager on 076-1559-777. You can also follow us on our social media pages, Alex FM 89.1. You'll see a pledge letter from the board signed with banking details, and also social media banners, posters where we are requesting for working equipment like computers, laptops, microphones, mixers, all the radio equipment, and all that information is on our social media space. But also, you can tune in to Alex FM 89.1 if you are in the vicinity where Alex FM reaches, or you can also stream us online and also download Alex FM app, so that you can just tune in whenever you are, so that you can assist us in the process of rebuilding the station. Our wish is to get the station back in Alexandra, because as far as I said, Santin is a cool place to be at, but we belong to Alex and we must be within the people of Alexandra. Thank
all
you
right,
very much.
Man. That's CK from Alex FM, a.k.a. Egomora. Please do get in touch with him on 076-1559-777 or tune into Alex FM. That's 89.1. CK, my brother, thank you so much. All the best with the station. I'm sure you guys will back in Alex in no time.
Thank you very much.